In fact, solar, as the state has set up its subsidies, will be the first energy technology to be subsidy-free ever. Now that's something we could be proud of. That's something we should be proud of, and that's something we should tell everybody out there. I also hear about nuclear power. We have to go nuclear to save the climate. We've just passed 410 parts per million in the atmosphere, according to the Mauna Loa Observatory. We are in an emergency. But would you rather have another Fukushima? Or would you rather have solar panels in your community? That's right. We also hear about the grid. If we put too much solar on the grid, it's going to crash. We'll be in the dark. It's not true. Don't believe it. We just had in Syracuse last week at a conference, Dr. David Mooney from the National Renewable Energy Lab. They've run the largest data modeling exercise in the history of the federal government. You know what they found? They can put 3 times more solar energy on the grid than anybody ever thought before. And it's happening in Denmark. It's happening in Germany. The UK ran without coal power for a whole day last month. This is the source of coal power in history. They're running without coal power. We can do it. We have to do it. The other thing you hear about is, well, what about when it's dark? What happens to your great solar power then? Part of the revolution we're on the cusp of is a storage revolution. You probably have heard about the Tesla batteries that are coming, the Powerwall. That's not going to just work in your home. In Hawaii, on the island of Kauai, they put 272 of those Powerwalls together to back up a 13-megawatt solar farm. Hawaii is doing it. If Hawaii is doing it, can we do it?
Yes.
Absolutely. I just want to end with a couple of really gems that I like to hear. What about all the electronic waste that's going to happen 20 years from now when those solar panels are no longer functioning? These are the same people that don't bat an eye about nuclear waste. Right now, in Finland, they're digging a hole. It's going to take them 100 years to dig this hole to get rid of their nuclear poison. And you're worried about electronic waste? Really? What about all the environmental pollution to make the solar panels? Have you seen mountaintop removal mining? Have you read about uranium mining? About the Navajo that have been poisoned for decades? Let's get real. It's amazing these people who have so many concerns about solar power never point a finger at coal, oil, nuclear. Isn't that interesting? So why should we support solar? Over the last 5 years, it's created jobs 20 times the rate of the economy as a whole. More people work in solar today than work in the whole coal industry. 8,000 people in New York, about the same in Florida and Nevada, almost 15,000 people in Massachusetts. I don't think their climate's a lot better than ours. 100,000 people in California work in solar. Are we going to turn our backs on this? Are we going to let them choke solar while it's just taking off?
No.
Absolutely not.